Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
Is it just me or is today, like, extra weird? From WBEZ Chicago, this is Nerdette. I'm Greta Johnson. It is Thursday, March 19th, and I am still here coming at you from the floor of my bedroom closet. This is another edition of Nerdette's Introvert's Guide to the Good Life. This is the part of the script that my producer added in. He says he wanted me to say, quick reminder, before we get started, be sure to pay attention to your personal hygiene, because you might not be interacting with many humans, if any at all, really. And I'm sure you're still washing your hands, but like, be sure to wash your body and clothes and stuff. This is the point where I'm like, you know, I mean, do whatever you gotta do. I have not washed my body today. I did take a bath yesterday morning. That was pretty nice. Okay, so today is a really good day, I think, to talk about adaptation. We're not going to call it coping. We're not going to call it dealing with it. But what we're talking about is what you do after that moment when you look around and you realize that things are not the way that you had planned. Which, let's be honest, a lot of us are dealing with that in like a bunch of different ways right now. My friend Shannon Downey had this experience pretty intensely last week, so I thought I would check in with Shannon on Skype, and I talked to her earlier this morning.
Hello, Greta Johnson.
Shannon Downey, my dear friend.
So Shannon is also known as Badass Cross Stitch. She's an artist and a crafter, and she's got a pretty big online community already. What I wanted to talk to her about was to hear the perspective of an organizer who's been forced to make some really big changes lately.
I had to cancel a massive art show for last Saturday that featured, you know, over 25 women artists, and it was for Women's History Month, and I was going to have over 200 pieces of my own on display. We were expecting, you know, at least 500 people to come through, but I decided that, you know, I could not be responsible for bringing together 500 people at the onset of a pandemic, knowing that people would likely show up. And so I just had to do the thing that I was very hard to do. And after I did it, I definitely spent like 24 hours crying and just being really freaking sad about it. You know, but the good news is usually after I don't know. I just feel like if you allow yourself to sit with something, it moves through a lot faster. So I sat with it for 24 hours and then I woke up on Friday and I was sort of like, okay, this is just the new reality. And what else can I, like, what can I solve for now? Right. What can I be in control of? And what do I just have to let go of?
Yep. God, you really have done a lot of therapy, huh?
I have. I love therapy.
Very effective.
Thank you.
When Shannon isn't doing big art shows, she does a lot of what she calls stitch-ups, which I actually went to one last year and it was amazing. I was so impressed with how quickly she was able to make everyone feel like they knew each other, and it was so warm and kind and lovely. It was just like, she is just really good at building community really quickly. But obviously, that's the kind of event that can't happen anymore. So instead, Shannon has decided she's going to do a bunch of stitch-ups online. It's not what she imagined for herself, but she tried one out for the first time earlier this week.
It was amazing. There's this one woman from Norway, and I was like, dude, what time is it there? She's like, it's 1 a.m. Like, why aren't you asleep? And she's like, I don't sleep. What? It's a pandemic. I'm on lockdown.
I totally understand that everyone's situation is really different right now. And that means for a lot of you, it's not as simple as just like, oh, I'll just do the thing I do, except I'll put it online. But I think everyone can relate to what Shannon says about like sitting with it, right? Like collectively, I think we all have to be able to feel our disappointments and like let that happen as long as we need it to, because it's only once we do that that we can really start figuring out how we can make the best of this new reality, right? Right. Okay, now's the part where we hear from you.
My name is Katie, and I am a public librarian in Central Ohio.
Hey, Nerdette, it's Betsy in Arlington Heights, Illinois.
Hi, Greta. Thanks so much for the episodes this week. It's really helped my brain.
Right now, I am really grateful for working at a library where our director and all of our administrators made a really hard decision to close the library but still make all of our digital resources available.
I am grateful for the very large stack of books on my coffee table that I have been stockpiling for months and still have to read.
And so in this new reality, my person and I have been watching a movie each night. We started this Monday when we each started working from home.
I have really been taking solace in cookbooks this week. I highly recommend Roughage by Abra Behrens.
I'm also really grateful for bookmarks, so I can pick up where I left off on the handful of books I have been meaning to finish.
Last but not least, I have to say I am grateful for current and past episodes of Nerdette. I am really seriously considering watching Game of Thrones season 5 onward, just so I can watch the episodes and listen to Trisha, Greta, and Peter, even though he's the worst.
We've been catching up on past Oscar winners and just movies we've missed, and it's really helping me have something to look forward to. Thanks for all the episodes.
Thanks so much, Nerdette.
Thanks a lot for everything. Have a great day. Hope everyone stays safe.
Katie, Betsy, Sarah, thank you so much for those messages. I'm especially glad that Sarah left us a voicemail because speaking of movies featuring past Oscar winners, I have a bone to pick in this next segment in just a minute. Before the break, though, just remember, we want to hear from you, too. What are you grateful for? How are you adapting to new realities? Record your answer with your phone and then email it to us at nerdettepodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, tell us your name and where you're calling from, because it's just so much more fun when we're all in this together.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
For today, anyway, I want to call this segment Bad Bitch Birthdays, because today, in 1947, Glenn Close was born.
I've always known I was born to dominate your sex and avenge my own.
It's just, she's just so amazing, you guys. I just can't even. That's her from Dangerous Liaisons. I feel like she's easily considered one of the best actresses of all time. She has won tons of awards, but she is also the most nominated living actor, male or female, who still has not won an Oscar. What the right? I mean, she is always playing these amazing tough ladies with super hard shells. She was in Fatal Attraction, or you might remember her as a Supreme Court justice on The West Wing. She was also a cutthroat lawyer in Damages, which was a great show. And I don't know about you, but one of the first things I think of actually when I think of Glenn Close is her playing Cruella de Vil in the very strange live action remake of 101 Dalmatians that came out in 1996.
The puppies, darling.
I've no use for babies.
Cheerio! Cheerio, darling!
If you were a man, I'd kick the living dog out of you.
If you were a man, I'd be worried.
Oh, this is the way you do it, huh? Showing up at my apartment?
What am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls. You change your number. I mean, I'm not going to be ignored, Dan.
Your commander-in-chief has issued a direct order. Do it!
All right, Glenn Close, we are saluting you today. I'm going to toast you after I do yoga, after I get out of this closet. All right, that's it for today. The show is produced by Justin Bull. Our executive producer is Brendan Banaszak. Take care, y'all.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.